And now it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, I'm packed and ready to go.
Come join us.
Huggy Lowdown.
Or should I call you Tom Cruise?
No.
Sybil Luke?
Hey, Hug.
Or should I call you Sybil Sales? J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Or should I call you Isaac? Are y'all ready for the Mother Fantastic Voyage?
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, are you Mother Fantastic Voyage just ready for
all
the
right.
cruise?
Yeah.
Thank God it's pre-cruise Friday, y'all. And y'all may not believe this, I'm finished packing.
What?
Hell, it took me longer to pack than Robin Thicke after Paula Patton threw him out. He was packing one outfit a day. He was packing in increments, just buying time, hoping he'd come up with a hit song, that damn Sam Smith. Anyway, I finished packing, y'all. All I have to do now is hide the stuff I'm packing.
What?
Oh, I'm not finished packing for the cruise. I finished packing all the shiggity I'm hiding from my family member who's house-sitting while I'm on the cruise.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yep, every year people that go on the cruise have what you call the pre-cruise blues.
Yeah.
Where we go back and forth trying to decide the relatives in the family that's responsible enough to take care of your shiggity while you go.
Yep.
Now, the family member must pass the house-sitting background check and requirements. No kids, no stepkids. If you have an alcohol problem, stay your drunk ass home. You never host a happy hour while your house sitting my shiggity. No smoking cigarettes at the crib. Who the hell smokes cigarettes these days anyway with all this good legal marijuana out here? And last but not least, stay the hell out my bedroom. No humping in my mofo bed. You're not going to taint my thousand thread count. Anyway, let's count down these contenders. Contender number one, Michael Sam, Sybil.
Oh, boy.
Michael Sam got let go so much, he has a tattoo of Frozen, Sybil. He was just let go of Dancing with the Stars. He was let go from the Rams, the Cowboys. If he was dating somebody black, they'd be ready to let him go. Three in a row? A black spouse would be ready to let him go, let him go. Contender number two, Tiger Woods. Y'all see Tiger Woods the other day?
Oh.
Yeah.
He ain't the same Tiger, y'all. He's a domesticated Tiger. We gotta get him back in the jungle, Jay. Hunting again. He's knocking balls in the water. His hairline gone. He look like Top Ron Woods. His swing's off. He has his kids, his caddies. Sybil, I'm sorry. I hate to say this, but I like the 20 hooker crash to escalate in the tree, Tiger. You know when he was winning, when he was humping and fist pumping. Man, the Tigers are old Mufasa. Contender number three, Suge Knight. Look here, Suge. You done got punched at, shot at, fake heart attacks, fabricated dilated cataracts, court collapse, and now you embarrassed because the deputies rode you to court in a wheelchair? Oh, gangster guy complained. If you're going to commit to the bitch, commit to the bitch. You pimp that bitch. That bitch better have your money. Contender number four, DMX. Y'all hear about DMX show rider? For his hotel suite?
No.
Listen to this, Silver. One fifth of Hennessy, 1 6-pack of Sunkissed soda, 1 carton of Newport cigarettes, 2 boxes of Magnum condoms, assorted flavored now and later, $150 cash for incidentals in his dressing room, 2 more fifths of Hennessy, hot chicken, white meat only, Jay, mashed potatoes, green beans, tons of sodas, Oreos, Starburst, Skittles, and more now later. Tom Sybil, after reading DMX Rider, which consists of white meat, chicken, Oreos, Hennessy, and condoms and suckers, DMX is J. Anthony Brown. I'm no Skip Gates, but DMX Rider is the identical Rider of Jay. It's in DMX DNA. Who knew the X in DMX is for Brown? DMX name is Dookie Mofo Brown.
Oh,
yo.
My God.
Tom Jonah, you are the Bama of the week.
Ow.
Okay, look here. You get on Duke bandwagon, and by the grace of God, a team with double in his name, and worse, you on the bandwagon won. You reversed the curse. You were no longer the Pete Rose of the bandwagon. You were supposed to be Lando. What'd you do? You start rooting for Patti LaBelle on Dancing with the Stars. I wouldn't be surprised if they let her go on her day off. Or replace her with Dionne Warwick or somebody. Sybil, hey, I just got a text. Michael Sam is the newest member on next year's Celebrity they just let him go. Sam. I gotta go, y'all. I'll see y'all tomorrow.